Praise the living God. Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Our God is an awesome God. And here we are once again saying glory and hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Most High God. There is no God like our God. And he's the God that made it possible for us to do what we're doing. And all I can say is hallelujah. 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 That's all I can say is hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And you know, one of the things that I'm very grateful to, what God is doing is God has called his saints who are there doing work for the body of Christ. It behooves us to stay in contact with what God would have us to do. No matter how it looks, when it looks, if we can just trust in God's word, he cannot lie. He's nothing but light. He's nothing but the truth. Regardless of what anybody say, never let them tell it's not possible. Because all things are possible to them that believe. And so I say, are you one of them or one of those? Are you a whosoever? Whosoever believeth all things, those that believe? Because God's word is still accurate. And I say this to those that listen because I believe what God is doing in these last days that we live. It doesn't look like it's right to some people, but God's word is still right. God will not leave us alone. He promised us. He promised us. He ain't going to leave us alone. He ain't going to leave us alone. He's just not going to do it. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. But it's up to you. Beloved, all I can say is up to you. See, one of the things that I take notice of is that when you take God at his word, God makes it possible for more of the word to come forth. And it's up to you to keep telling somebody what thus saith the Lord. What thus saith the Lord. And the more you tell somebody, and what more you say, the more God can say, I got this one. See, because God wanted it, God loves us. He loves us. Amen. God loves us. He loves us. Amen. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. I'm blessed. How you doing?
Exactly. Good. Dr. McCullough, are you on the line?
Yeah, I got it hooked up. I see what's in Apple with her computer's old, and it won't let it, because they got new gadgets on, that's all. But I got y'all hooked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, y'all ready to go? Y'all ready to go? This is the well. Amen.
Well, anyway, we'll keep going on until she gets on the line. Amen?
Amen. Go right ahead.
To the radio world, good evening. This is another day that God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, what would we be? It may not have been so well with you today, but we can still rejoice and be glad that God is still here and in control. Because guess what? It could have been a lot worse. It's always can be worse. That's why we want to pray for one another, you know. Someone that's going through today, there's a testimony through you to let them know that they can make it. Any situation that you find yourself in today, keep your eye on Jesus. Everything is going to be all right. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. If you understand, you understand how he writes a book.
Amen.
Because Jesus has said that there's going to be an end to this world. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, I want you to Romans 8, verse 28. A familiar passage today that you hear so many people saying, the content of sometimes they don't really understand. I want to clarify today. as the Spirit gave me utterance. It's chapter 8, verse 28. Amen. The Word of God is saying in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called." You see that word, "the call," who are the call according to his purpose. Amen. So when you think about it, I hear a lot of people saying this here. They say this here, where they say, "All things work together for the good." Well, I want to clarify that today, because the word is saying, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. See, not everybody is acquainted on God like the Bible says. See, the Amen. Bible tells us to love the Lord with all our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our soul. So if we really love God with all of our heart, our minds, and soul, we would really understand that all things work together for our good.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that all things, THC, it doesn't matter what it is. For the true believer, this is something that we know. Like, we wake up in the morning time, we tell God, "Thank you for letting us wake up this morning, giving us a life and health and our strength." And as we acknowledge God and going to work, the food over that we eat, the strength to dress ourselves, to understand that today is Friday and not Saturday. We understand that God is already predestined our day to start. Sometimes it may not be, like you think it should. You know, everybody wants roses on a day. You know, no problem, everybody to love them, whatever the case may be in your situation. But the word of God is saying today, it says, "And we know that all things," T-H-I-N-G-S, "all things work together for good." See, God, the God that we serve, can turn a bad situation for your good. The point I want to encourage you in this verse right here. And we know that all things work together for good. And the reason why it works together for good is the next verse, "to them that love God." To them that love God. Jesus has said this here: "If you love me, you will do what? You will keep my commandments."
Yeah.
And his commandments are not grievous. I'm talking to the true believer now. I'm trying to get someone to understand. The one out there in Radio Land, I'm trying to get to understand this verse here. It doesn't matter what situation that you find. It doesn't matter how things have been in your life. But we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And if you love God like you say you love God, you'll keep your focus on Jesus. It's imperative that we go through these trials and situations, because if we don't suffer with him, actually. But then even in knowing that fact, even with knowing that fact that you have suffered for the sake, even with knowing that fact, things are going to work out for your good, because what the devil had, God can make it turn around for your good. Why? Because you love God.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to suffer you. He would not suffer you to go through a misery of sadness for the rest of your life and then find yourself going up in heaven.
Huh?
He's a great God. He's a loving God. Bless you, said the Lord of hosts. That's a good and not of evil, to give you that aspect again. So God is thinking toward, because you love God, thoughts of good and not evil. There are thoughts of good and not evil. That's in the Bible right here that I'm reading. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord of hosts, and not evil, to give you an aspect again." But it doesn't really matter the situation that you find yourself in. What you have to do is understand that all things do work together. All things do work together for the good of those. you love God, you're going to keep your eyes cuffed on him. Two men was beat. They were beat and were cast into the inner prison. And the Bible says at midnight, they were down there in this inner prison singing and praising God and singing songs and hymns to him. Down there in this prison. And the Bible says that the foundation of the prison walls was shaken. Every man's bands were loose. See, whatever kind of band that you, the devil have on you, whatever kind of that you may find yourself that you can't get over, God will loose those bands. You know, they got that song out, "In the Name of Jesus, Every Chain is Broken." You know, they're playing that often now, you know. "The name of Jesus, every chain is broken." But it's the same situation. In his name, every chain is broken. It's because you love God. You're trying to deliver to please God. And we know who the true believer, the one that says they love God, the one that's trying to do all they can to please God. And we know that all things work together for good.
For
not
good.
To the good, but it works for good.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
That love God, who are the called. Who are the called. The called, guess what's going to manifest in your life? The fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
It's a pride. You know, it's something to understand this here. A person that stated
Amen.
Up. A person that say they love God, do you hear them talk all the time, or do you hear them talk about things in the world? You do the evaluation of the people that's around you, and they say they love God. A person that say they love God, somebody getting their feet at church, do they say, that's my seat? Or they humbly just take another seat when there's hundreds? Well, she's been parking up for 15 years. Maybe he needs to park somewhere else, or he needs to park somewhere else. You need to think about a person that said it. Amen? The bottom line is this here. When you love God, the fruits of the Spirit are going to manifest in you through the Holy Ghost. Because when you love God, you're going to talk about the goodness of God. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I didn't have a good day. I'm telling you, they say, I didn't have a good day today, but guess what? I love the Lord.
Amen.
In me loving the Lord, guess what I'm going to do? Since I know I didn't have a good day today, I'm going to keep my focus. I'm going to keep right on moving. I'm going to keep right on going. Because I love the God. I love God. Because he's going to give me that. Not give you an expected end.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Do it.
Amen. That is so true. All things does work together for good to them that love God. I mean, and we as Christians, we have to come together in unity and begin come together in unity and help one another. Even if a Christian has some obstacles or what have you, we have to come together and help them and pray for ourselves as well. And all things do work together for the good of them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. God have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. God didn't come here just to make us happy. He came because he had a plan and he had a purpose
Amen.
In life. That's to give us life, eternal life, and salvation. And as believers, we're not left without resources to cope with in this world. God has given us everything that we need to be able to sustain the things that we go through. And so we have to constantly go to him, pray, and give him praise and give him thanks for what he has done and what he's about to do in our lives. We need to stay focused, as Kevin said. We have to stay focused. It's all about his will, not about our will. And even Jesus demonstrated that in the Garden of Gethsemane. So we have to give God the glory for that and thank him and move forward, because it's truly a blessing to know that we have a God that is on our side.
That's it.
So we just give God the glory for that tonight.
Amen. How much did y'all get out of that message I was giving you today? I didn't see the phone hung up.
All right.
I didn't know the phone hung up.
Oh, okay. No. Well, praise God. I just I'm glad that you brought forth that message, because a lot of people need to hear it, because we don't have a good day every day. It's not peaches and creams every day, but we still give God the glory that he so deserves, even when things don't go right. We still want to praise him. We just can't praise him in the good times when things are going good and we can shout and all that, but we got to praise him when things are not going so well. We got to give him that glory too. So, you know, we just thank God that he enabled us and give us what we need to go through those rough times, tough times. He already said we're going to have trials and tribulations. And in those, like you said, found them in the prison, they're praising God. So we want to do the same thing. We want to praise God even when those things don't go well.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's important that we, like Dr. McCullough was saying, it's important that we keep our focus in times like this here. You know, we in the last 3 weeks, you know, we have seen so many things going on, you know, naturally in the world, and God is talking to us in the world. He's saying some things. And so it's imperative that we keep our focus and study the word, because he already told us in Peter, Timothy, he says, perilous times are going to come. You know, these people are going to be lovers of their own self, covetous, boastful, proud, disobedient, unthankful, unholy. You know, with all these other attributes that come up with a disobedient person. But it's important that we understand if these things are coming up against the people, if perilous times to come, men should be there. If that's happening in the world, just think what we have to do for the church. We have to, if the church really is a hospital. We need to try to win these souls, to get their eyes of understanding through the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get their eyes of understanding that time is running out. These are not the days that when we were young and we had a long day. These days are being shortened. The seasons are being shortened. Right now, I'm outside, and it's kind of cool right now. But, you know, it's important that we understand that for the believer, to encourage you in the Lord, you must keep your focus and not worrying about the situation that why you find yourself in. See, because the Bible talks about Jesus, God is saying, he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. See, that when you already know that God is on your side, he's thinking for good, for your good, and not of evil. Why? Because when you love him, he said, I'm going to give you that expected end that I already had prepared for you. But Jesus has said this here. He don't be mad. He said that you need to gird up the loins of your mind, because they that desire to live as Christ must suffer persecution. So in your suffering of your persecution, we all going to suffer a different way, but you know that it's you. When you're doing all you can and you still suffer for righteousness' sake, why are you going to be all downtrodden?
Amen.
The Bible says you need to rejoice. That's why Romans 8 and 28 talks about, and we know. See, when you know that you know that you know, when you understand the word that is being preached, even the ones that are just tuning in to the day that may have had a bad day, I want to encourage you, and the ones that don't know God, the reason to just listening on the radio station, we want to encourage you to go deeper into the word of God. This is what I do. I always pray before I start reading. And I base my life in religion on the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Now, the sixth verse is important also, because before I do anything, it says, in all my ways, with an S, if I acknowledge him, He shall direct my paths with an S.
Yes.
It's important that you acknowledge God before you do anything, because he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. He said, I'm going to see if they're going to acknowledge me before they go do something, or they're going to lean off their own understanding. I don't care how light and minute it is. When you start getting in the habit of acknowledging God, Lord, take me to the store. Lord, take me from the store. Take me to work, Lord. Lord, take me from work. Or to the church, you know.
Yeah.
Or just reading the Bible. You don't have to go anywhere to read to acknowledge God. You want
That's
a relationship
right.
with him. It's just like your husband is in home. Your wife or your husband is in home with you, and you're acknowledging God. Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
Being mindful of his ways. Being mindful of the peace that surpasses all understanding, which only can come from the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ in the Godhead. They can give you this peace. In the midst of your storm, you can be in a crowded room where chaos is going on, and God can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's the reason why Romans 8 and 28 is so important, because it's saying, and we know that all things, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter how bad it may seem. I know losing a loved one in a death situation is an emotional bad thing. But God does not take pleasure in that. But if the Bible says, it's just an appointed time.
Yeah.
It's an appointed time. We don't know how it's going to happen, but we know that it's an appointed time. It may have been a head-on collision. It may have been a drive-by shooting, and you were way over there on the other side of the block. It's just an appointed time. Yes, tragedy do happen to the saints. It does happen every day. These little children getting raped. These little children getting kidnapped. These across the world, these children are starving. These children on this boat liner, and they're losing all their lives over an incident like that. But it just happens like that. This is something that you need to understand what the word is saying. It says, for the encouragement of you today, you need to be encouraged to know that the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for the good. Once you give Jesus your life, you are in the family of the call. That means that your road is not more the road of the carnal mind in the world. You're on the road towards heaven. You have all the benefits and the royalties of heaven right here on this earth. Why? It's because the call. You are the call. Christ Jesus, God, called you to make your choice of choosing the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, no man can come to him unless the Father from in heaven draw you.
Amen.
Now, that's some powerful stuff right there.
Yeah.
You've been drawn in to the family. And so since you've been drawn into the family, God sets up situations where in your life where you can give your life to Christ. Just like now, this is not something by coincidence that you're on the radio. God, the God that we serve, does not work in coincidence. The God that we serve definitely doesn't work in luck. Luck is for the world. See, we're blessed. We're blessed coming, and we're blessed going. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed in the city. All of those things in Deuteronomy says that we're blessed. If you're hearkening diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, that's a whole other different thing. But I'm talking about Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Because when you are the call, when you give your life to Jesus, you are the call.
Amen.
So you're on the road for all of your blessings, because you know this here. God is saying, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. You don't have to live in poverty, because God has already set his seal upon you. He says, ask and it shall be given. See, you may not be asking. You may be looking at the calamities of your life and refuse to ask because you want to put God in the box. You can't put a Savior like that in the box. It's hard for you to fathom the things that the disciples were seeing, but it's in the Bible for our understanding that these things happen. Look at it this way. He took two fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000.
5,000.
Think about it. Two little fish. I'm not talking about a whale. I'm not talking about two whales. He said two fish, and five loaves of bread, and he fed 5,000. Those loaves of bread was about as big as your hand. They were little. They weren't like the bread that we have now that's long. They were small little pieces of bread, maybe a quarter of that size, maybe. But he took two fish, five loaves of bread, and he fed 5,000.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you want to serve a God like that? Wouldn't you want a God like that to say that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil? Isn't that a wonderful thing that the Bible wrote that in there? And it's in my Bible. It's in, if you have a Bible, it's in there too. It's in your Bible. Because I didn't sneak in your house and write it. Now, it's just like that. You have to take it for what it is. It's the word of God. The word of God is not going to lie to you, because it says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord of hosts, to give you that expected end. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. I want somebody to think of peace. I want somebody to think of me all the time in peace and not of evil, because I need peace. And in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, they're always trying to think bad of you, in some kind of form or fashion, even the person across the counter, you know?
So we know
that when we're reading in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it's an encouragement for us to understand. This is because if you don't love God, all things are not working together for those who love God. Because you got to love God first.
Amen.
The world may be, if you don't love God, you may be getting your reward right here on earth. But the true reward is for those who love God. That means that they can enter into the joy of life, the joy of heaven. Hey. But the other side of you not knowing God, you don't know the other side of hell, where the worms die not and the fires never quench. You have to understand that this thing here is real. People are dying right now as we speak, and they don't love God. Instead of thinking about their soul, they'll be thinking about, man, I done saved all this money. I just got that brand new car, just got that Lexus, and here I am, can't even drive it. People think like that. The carnal-minded people, they think just like that. They think about their homes. They think about their jobs. They think about their children. But they don't think about their soul with Jesus. See, but the call thinks about Jesus, because we can't be with our children 24 hours a day. But Jesus can.
Amen.
We can't see our children going back and forth to college and everything, what they're doing, they're doing the right thing or not. But Jesus can.
Amen.
Because the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place. So since the eyes of the Lord are in every place, when you are the call because you love God, then that relieves a lot of pressure off of you, because you know the kind of God that you serve. We know that God is a God of the whole universe. The earth is included. He called it to be.
Amen.
He set those stars up there for light at night. So we understand the kind of God that we serve. But it's important that you keep your focus in knowing the God that you serve and living according to his commandments.
Amen.
Doing what he asks for you to do. Amen.
Amen.
I would encourage you, if you don't know God, we're going to go through the deliverance prayer tonight, and you know, for you to understand that you can be saved. Oh, the Bible talks about old things being passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. You can have a new life today in Christ Jesus. This radio station is built on winning souls as unto the Lord. To encourage you. And for the ones that are saved and have given their life to Christ, it's an encouragement to you to keep your focus and continue to pray for one another. Pray for others. We can get so caught up in praying for the things that we want, and God is saying, you need to pray for one another. You need to pray for these other countries. You need to pray for your neighbors, because you see them every day. And you know, if they're living according to the ways of the world, you know that they're not saved. You need to pray for them, that their eyes would be enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not God's desire that they perish.
That's right.
I got neighbors right here next to me that's not saved. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But they say they're saved, but they're not saved. So you have to bear with them and let them know. That's not salvation right there. Drinking beer and smoking is not salvation. Yeah, you don't get mad. But you know, I'd rather have them mad and tell them the truth than to tell them a lie and say they're saved and they're still smoking. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
Because which is better? You're gonna tell them that you are saved as long as you know Jesus, but you haven't given your life to him totally? You're not saved. You need to give your life to him totally and stop all that drinking and the music that you listen to. That worldly music does not make you saved.
Mm-hmm.
It draws you away. It draws your mind into a carnal-minded nature. You're not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really giving God the glory? Is it really praising God? Is it really magnifying God? Are you singing psalms and hymns to God, or is it for the devil?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather tell you the truth so that
Amen.
You can shame the devil and to tell you a lie, and you still find yourself in hell.
Amen.
It's important. See, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together good of those who love God,
mm-hmm.
who are the call." And this is your time to be a part of the call. The call of what? A part of the call of Christ. Being in the body of Christ. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says in Romans 8:10-9, it says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth." See, salvation always comes with a action of speaking. But it's the intent of the heart that God looks at. He says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart." See, there's a lot of confession. That's people that confess all the time with the Bible. They, in the court system, they say, "Put your hand on the Bible and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So help me God."
Amen.
That Petrus guy down there in South Africa, you know, that it was just him and that girlfriend in that house, and he's shooting through the bathroom door. He took
mm-hmm.
that oath.
Yeah.
You see what's going on right now. You see what's going on in the world. Do you solemnly swear? So the word swear, you know, they take that for lightly. So help me God, they take that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I'm saying Romans 10:9, it says, "If thou shalt confess with thy heart," that mouth, "and believe in that heart." See, confession is made through the mouth, but the belief comes through the heart system because God looks on the heart. I'm making it simple for you to understand how this relationship starts. It starts with you confessing that, "Lord, I am a sinner, and I can't save myself. I understand that I've done some things that I'm not well pleased with, but, Lord, I'm asking that you forgive me of my sins and come into my life. And Lord, I receive you as my Lord and Savior." See, when you start talking like that, something's gonna happen because you know your inadequacy of being perfect. You're not perfect. You can't be perfect. I'm here. You know that you got some faults going on in your life that you can't fix. You know you done some things in your life. Hallelujah. You done some things in your life that you wasn't well pleased with that nobody
mm-hmm.
else know but the Lord. Yeah, he knows all about it.
All about it. Amen.
You can't get out of it. He knows all about it because he
Amen.
Created you. You're a created being, and he knows everything about you. You can't
Amen.
Hide from the Lord. So you may as well come clean. And that's how you come clean, because he's looking at the heart. He's not looking at you in a dress.
Amen.
He's not looking at you in a three-piece suit. He's looking
Amen.
At your heart.
That's
you
right.
can have some holy jeans on and give your life to Christ.
Amen.
You can have a short skirt on and give your life to Christ because God
Amen.
Is looking at your heart. Then you're going to start doing things that's well-pleasing to him as he moves you because you're building
Amen.
The relationship, which you want your husband going out to the church without a shirt. Or what about a tank top? We're going to church. We're wearing some sandals, and we're going to church.
Mm.
And we have some shorts. See, God is looking at the heart. So in the matter of expectation and honor, you want to give God your best.
Amen.
Because if you go to the president's ball, and most of the time it's a black tie affair, if you get to the door in some blue jeans and a rock and roll shirt, you ain't getting in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing, even greater, with the Lord, because the president doesn't get you up every morning.
Romans chapter 8:28.
The food that's on your table, the president doesn't make that for you.
That's right.
The congressmen, they don't provide that service for you by processing that food in the plant, then bringing it in and wrapping it in the fall or something at the supermarket and giving it and letting you purchase it. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give your all unto the Lord, you start building this relationship with him, start referencing him for the things that he do for you. Because God does so many things for us that we can't even number them. If we had 1,000 cells, it wouldn't be enough to understand how these cells break down and replenish themselves daily. How the fiber of our neurology in our mind works, and where we can feel our smallest toe with the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing the anatomy of the body is worthy of God to give him the praise and to worship him. Because how the ankle can twist front and back, front and side and side. You know, you think about all these things, God is a great God.
Yes, he is.
He's a wonderful God.
Yes.
And he wants you to have eternal life. All you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. The Bible says you're saved. Why? It's because you're building a relationship now with the Savior that died for you on Calvary's cross and rose again the third day, declaring that all power has been given unto him, which is in heaven and earth. Jesus got the power. There's no other kind of power but Jesus. And if you give your life to Christ, you will never, ever regret the blessing that God has stored upon you. The gift of peace, because he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. You can put your name there. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Kevin, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you that expected end. I want that expected end that God has for me instead of man has for me. You want that expected end because you know why? Because man does not come over here with a defibrillator and in the morning time to have to get you up. So get up. Mm-hmm. God's breath of life is reassuring through you every day, every second.
Amen.
The breath
Amen.
Of life. It's a zest in the whole world. And so that's why he wants you to have the best. He doesn't want you to live in poverty. I'm not saying that God is going to make you rich, but I'm saying that the Bible says that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That means that you'll never lack for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have to eat beans every day. I've been in a situation like that when I lived up in Dallas and I was living in my car.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't saved. But God sustained me.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell the Lord, thank you.
Amen.
I wouldn't say, but I can tell the Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Hey, it is what it is. So you know, you have to understand, us in our situation, if you're listening to me, I want you to listen to me carefully, please. In the situation of life, God is the giver of life. He's the sustainer of life.
Yeah.
And we're all on this road together trying to please him in everything that we know. So it's imperative that you don't come down off your high horse and remember where you used to be. You need to become human soul that don't know God. Because a lot of times they will see you in your religious state and they'll say, I can't live like that. But they don't understand that your testimony is important for them to understand. I was once like you, but God changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Your testimony is an overcomer. The Bible says that we overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the what? The words of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't ever give our testimony, we want to think that we are holy and down and we can't give our testimony. There's something wrong with that.
Amen.
There's something wrong with that. You need to be human. because we all are still struggling with these situations. We haven't overcome yet. As long as we're in this tent, this tabernacle, it's important that we stir up the testimonies for somebody to know that they can make it.
Yes, that's right.
You can make it.
That's right.
You can make it. You know, you got to understand. There's been many great preachers that lived in their car.
Amen. That's right.
There's been many people that came out of a two-bedroom apartment.
Yes.
There's been many people that worked at the grocery store for years until they got on their feet and said, the Lord bless them.
Amen.
So you got to understand,
amen.
You know, this is life. You know, I'm not saying that you have to crawl before you walk, but I'm saying that out of abundance of the heart, do the mouth speak, and this is God's thoughts for you. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you that expected end. You can have that expected end through being a part of, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called. See, you're not on this radio for naught.
Amen.
Because God does not do that. He's a master builder. He's a master planner. He knows exactly what the devil is going to do next year if the Lord's will, because he's a created being.
Yes.
Satan is a created being. He may be powerful, but he's still a created being. He's not all-powerful. He's not the all-powerful God. So we understand we serve the all-powerful God, and the all-powerful God tells us this here: I give you power to overcome all the works of the enemy.
Amen.
See, when you are the call, you have this authority over all the works of the enemy. And when you are the call, the Bible in Mark talks about, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In Jesus' name shall you cast out. See, when you believe and you are the call, you can say what you can say that, be it so unto thee, according to your will, your word. Your word is just that powerful when what? When you believe.
Yeah.
When you believe in what? When you believe in Jesus Christ, when you have made him your Lord and Savior, when you accept the reward and the price that he had paid for your sins, you are the call. It's important that you understand. We're encouraging you today to give your life to Christ, to be a part of this family, to be a part of this great family that God has already preordained for you to have. It's because God gets no pleasure in the death of a sinner. God is not getting pleasure in you. Well, I got to get rid of you. God wants you to be saved.
Amen.
Whatever that you're struggling with, you don't have to go alone. Jesus said like this here: you can cast all your cares upon him. Every chain that you find yourself going through over and over again can be broken.
Amen.
But you got to keep your focus. Once you give it to Jesus, then keep your focus. Know what set these things off in your life.
That's right.
Because all things will work together for the good. The devil can mean it for your bad. But God, if you keep your focus and continue to rely on him and give him that situation, God can always turn a bad situation to good. Because it happened when those two men was down in the jail. They had just been beat behind preaching the word of God, and they gave the jailer a charger to keep them, and they took them down there. They didn't worry about their wounds and everything. They threw them down in the deepest jail, and it was dark down there. You could even probably see your hand. And they started singing praises unto God, and the Bible says the prisoners heard them. Then suddenly the foundation of the prison walls was shaken, and every man's bands were loose. You tell me that ain't prayer. You tell me two men getting down to praising God, like on a Friday night, we getting down to giving God all the glory. You telling me that the Bible is a lie? That your bands cannot be loose tonight? Your bands can be loose tonight in Jesus' name. I'm not talking to you in Kevin's name. I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus. Your bands can be loose. You can be free tonight in Jesus' name. You don't have to respond back on this radio station to us, but I'm telling you, the word of God said, just like it happened in the book of Acts, It says, and the prisoners heard two men down there in the deepest depth of this prison, and they were singing praises unto God. And suddenly something happened that every man's bands was loose.
Yeah.
And your bands can be broken. Your yoke can be destroyed tonight.
Yeah.
If you have a habit of smoking and you don't want nobody to know, you just do it in the backyard, you never do it in your house because you may suddenly get somebody coming over, you still got a habit. If you got a habit of drinking and you don't want nobody to know, you got your own little secret refrigerator in your back bedroom, you know, so you, if somebody come over, you open your refrigerator door talking and something, they won't see it in there. Your bands can be loose.
Yeah.
If you have that magazine up under your seat, now, if you have that little magazine up under your seat and if you're looking at those little children, your bands can be, your yoke can be broken in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? You're thinking that nobody knows, but God knows.
God knows.
He knows all about it. So you may as well come clean. If you really want to get to heaven, and we're encouraging you to give your life to Christ today, you can get to heaven in Jesus. Because there's no other way. He already said it. There's not another way. There's no other name given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other way.
No other way.
I don't care whatever kind of doctrine that you listen to, whatever kind of doctrine that you find and study upon, but there's all that's futile, that's vanity. But there's not no other way for you to get into heaven but by one name, and that's name of Jesus. The price has already been paid. It's for you to accept him right now and give your life to Christ. Because rap music won't do it. Going to the club won't do it. Going to the mall, spending all your money for those animals love it, it's not going to do it. A natural affection, you need to break that chain. Give your life to Jesus. That's how it is. We want to encourage you in the word because we want you to be saved.
That's right.
And Jesus wants you to be saved. Every band can be broken. Every band. Every stronghold can be broken, but you must keep your focus. The ones that are that saved, that know Christ, keep your focus in the Lord. Everything else is a distraction. You know how in the olden days, they don't have it right now, these new TVs, and I'm finishing. You know those old television, they used to have that line that goes across the television, right? And the show is still showing, but you're focusing on that line. Instead of watching the television, what's showing on the television, you start focusing. I can't see for that line. Well, what you're focusing on the wrong thing. You need to focus on the television instead of focusing on that line. That's just how easy Satan can get you to be distracted. He'll put a wrinkle in your day, and he'll try to mess your whole day up, and you're focusing on that little distraction that you got this morning instead of focusing on who allowing that distraction to come to you so that you can focus on him. I know I said something right there.
Amen.
Focus on Jesus. Don't worry about the distraction.
That's
focus
right.
on Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Continue to focus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Praise God. I thank God because you know what? That is so true. We got to stay focused on God because the thing about it is souls need to be saved, as you said earlier. You know, people are gathering people into the churches and they're only becoming church members and not no souls are being saved. So we need to stay focused. We got to stay charged up because we never know when the spirit is going to move. The spirit that's within us is going to move. Amen? When we are out and about or wherever we may be, that spirit that charged up in us, that spirit, we don't know when it might just start speaking. You understand what I'm saying? That spirit will begin to speak. And the reason why I said it is because we have to stay charged up on God's word. Because when I was at the store the other day, and a gentleman came up and he started talking to me. And so it wasn't me. So when you give your mind, your body, and your spirit to the to the Lord is no longer yours.
Amen.
So it's no longer you that speaks, it's the Holy Spirit that speaks. So that's why we have to stay charged up. So when we charge up and we go out in the world, that's how you're able to sustain those things, those doubts that are coming at you. Because it's no longer you now, because you've given yourself to Christ. So, and that spirit takes over, and now that spirit will be able to stand all the doubts that Satan is trying to throw at you. So we have to stay charged up in the Word. And so when the young man began to talk to me, I was telling Evangelist Kevin, the young man came and he began to talk to me. It wasn't me, but the Word was drawing him. He didn't want to leave. So when I knew, I said, Lord, thank you, because the Word is drawing him. And he didn't want to leave. So that's why we have to stay charged up with God's Word. So when it gets, that spirit is free, hallelujah. Ooh, it's free. Because it's free to speak, and when it goes out, it'll speak whenever it get ready. You never know when it's going to, but it'll speak.
Yes, it will.
Amen. So that's why we have to stay charged up in the Word. And when we stay charged up in the Word, we give our spirit freedom to speak. Because now we are charged up. And, you know, you see so many people out in the world. I was looking at on TV the other day when they were showing about the ship, and the ship, all those young children got killed, you know, and that was a sad thing.
Yeah.
But we have to, we can't put anything, like Evangelist Kevin said, we can't put anything or anybody before God. He's a jealous God.
Amen.
We can't put anybody in it. People have gotten so, they are so in, there's nothing wrong with education. We need to be educated. We do. But don't put it before God, because he's the one that gives education. He's the one who does that. It's not man. He allowed them to teach us. But don't put them before God. Don't put anything before God. And so that's what people need to be taught. They need to be, and some just need to be reminded in this day and in this hour. And so I was talking to a lady today, and she was talking about she had adopted some children from when they were small. And, you know, it got me to thinking, we can be adopted into the kingdom. All we got to do is accept Christ as our Savior. Accept him as our Savior. You know,
Amen.
And then we can't have all those negative attitudes. You see, a lot of people that even I know today, and I'm sure you all know too, they came up in negative environments. And sometimes those environments will keep you right where you are. You can't move. You drink all your life. You smoke all your life. You do all these things all your life. Instead of turning your, until you hear that word, and until that word draws you, you're not coming. So everybody won't come, but the word goes forth, you know. So we have to be concerned about people's souls and people's lives, and that we are. We're concerned about them, you know. So we don't want to put anything before Christ. We see so many races and so many marathons and so many games. People get all bent out of shape. But we got to put Christ first. We got to put him first. The story that I like is, when Jesus went to the well, he was talking to this lady at the well, and it's just something. And he was telling her the water that he would give her, she wouldn't thirst again. She was like, "Give me some of that water," you know. So this how concerned we need to be for people, and people need to realize that their souls need to be saved, and so we just gotta stay charged up, and while we'll stand charged up in the Word of God, our spirit is free to speak whenever it will. That's within us. And so I give God the glory for that, because God has placed within each and every one of us that are seeking after him, truly seeking after him. He has put something, a word. And so that's what we have to be thankful for. Thank you. bread that I got. I have enough bread to share with somebody else, which is God's word. So, you know, we got to stay charged up. And like Evangelist Allen said, it's all about souls. And we all have some testimonies of where we came from. We can't where we come from. I want to ask Sister Sonia if she's on the line with us. Would she give us a word? Sister Sonia? If Sister Sonia's on the line, we'd like for her to tune in and give us a word. Amen? So, yeah, we thank God, though. You know, we thank God because this word is not just for the Jews. It's for Jews and Gentiles alike, the Bible says. So we thank God for it, you know. And God has blessed us and to go forth to do his will. And it's just truly a blessing to know that we can. It's truly a blessing to know that we can come to him at any time of the day, any time of the night. You know, so and that's just a blessing to know that we are able to come to him at any time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, one of the things that I want to say tonight, if I might come in and say a word, if it's possible.
Amen.
Dr. DeLue, is it okay, McClendon, if I say a word? Is it okay
yes.
if I say a word?
Please do.
We live in a time where we have heard the royal word. We heard how God used two men in the prison, how somebody's still standing, moving here and there, but the word of God never changes.
Oh,
it's from height to height, depth to depth, and breadth to breadth.
Oh.
The more we see God's word, the more we begin to see God's word.
Yes.
Because the more you get into practice, and you say, when you read the word, your eyes are focused on the word. Eventually, mm-hmm. the Spirit of the Lord manifests himself in the word, and you can look and say, this is what Jesus is talking to us and telling us. See, mm-hmm. I want the world to know one thing. He's on his way back.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his way back. I don't care what Putin is doing over there. I don't care what they're doing in Israel. God's Son, King of Kings, is on his way back.
Yes, he
is. It's up to us, who are the believers, to keep the lions hot. We've taken the radio station. They belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to do what we're doing. Nobody's going to come up. But I want to let you know why I say it like that. Because we have been in a dung place
yeah.
where it was bad, stinky. I've been to jail. I've been locked up. I've done everything. But God called me to where I am right now. I got
Amen.
Much word like I told somebody. I said, somebody said, well, do you still love Lord? I said, always, will, and forever. Because
Amen.
He's the one who set me free through the Son, Jesus Christ. And I will say
Amen.
To us tonight, to all of us that are listening, there is a point in your life you've got to make a qualified decision. And that decision will hunt you for the rest of your life. I know when I made that decision early, when I was a young man, 9 years old, I made a early decision. But I had nobody to tell me that God was there for me.
Amen.
I had to learn it. Nobody
yes.
told me in Bryan, Texas, that God is a God of miracles, that God has a son named Jesus Christ, that there's a Holy Spirit you need. Nobody at the Baptist church, and I love the Baptist. Nobody. Why? Because somebody didn't even know themselves. See, when God reveals something, God reveals it. He
Amen.
Wants us to say this time, and I say to all of us to listen. From point to point, it gets better. To the left,
yes.
to the left, it gets better. To the height, it gets better. To the breadth, it gets better. Because the more we put on Christ, the more we see God doing what he says he's going to do. And, you know, I'll share this with you. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, I believe it is, chapter 22, well, God, it keeps coming to my spirit. It brings me to realize, Jesus said, as my Father gave me a kingdom, I am going to give you a kingdom.
Oh, Lord.
And so we can pause and say, for what? He said that you the believer, might sit with me. As he said in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, for he has brought us to heavenly places to sit in royal, to sit in holy places, that we might do what God has called us to do. And you know, what it leads me to understand, there are a lot of people, and I always ask this, what resurrection do you want, the first one or the second? I want the first one. Well, let me tell you why I want the first, because in the first one, first resurrection, there is power. In the second resurrection, there is no power. Because when the first resurrection is when Jesus shall come back. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we who are alive shall be caught up with them on high place. And I want to let you know, don't ever think that what you've done today, God can't forgive you, because he said all sins have been forgiven. And every day we live, we have to say, Lord, purge me. Purge me. Make me better, Lord. The Apostle Paul said, yes, Lord. The Apostle Paul, you know, but Paul, when he sat down, and I have to use this because I was talking with the beloved, the Apostle Paul, he said, I must return to Rome.
Yeah.
And I asked somebody, I said, does anybody know why Paul wanted to return to Rome at during that time of his life? And they said, why? Because Rome was the centerpiece of the universe. He knew that if he could go there, he could convince the scholars, the soothsayers, the liars, the backbiters, because in Rome, they had everything. They had operas. You name it. They had art, A-R-T-S, arts, music, you name it. But Paul was able to go there, and he knew. He told his brother, he said, brother, this is the last time I will see you. See, when you know that you're with the Lord and you've done everything God told you to do, you've completed your assignment.
That's right.
I won't see you. I won't see you. He said, but stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord. And see, when you see how he had to bring the churches, when you look at Romans, look at 1st and 2nd of Corinthians, you find where Paul wrote two letters to these people. Because they got off into, I mean, you just look at America today, what they're doing. You got more people on the radio right now, men putting on like a woman like he's getting married. I said, this is hogwash. That's at the D-U-N-G, dumb.
Yeah.
Like he's a woman, that's dumb. And I said, what are they doing to the state? You know what they're doing? Because the young generation, and that's why we have to overpower these stations through prayer.
Oh, Lord.
It's up to us. It's up to us.
Yes,
it is up to us, the believers. It is up to us to carry the sword, the S-W-R-D. The sword is the word. It's the word.
Yes.
It has the anointing. It breaks yokes. It split iron open. It cut down even a whale. It cuts it. The word. And that's what we have. We have the WRD. We have the word to speak healing to somebody. We have the fullness of God in us. Because God has appointed for such a time as this. And one of the things I say when he's with the disciples, he said, men, he said, have I been with you so long? And they said, well, Lord, show us, and we all know the story, Lord, show us the Father that we might see him. He said, wait a minute. God spoke. He was already in his son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, I don't do nothing except my Father say do it. But when we know that, we know that, I want to say this with you, caution. When you get ready to speak, make sure that God is speaking through Jesus to you. Because sometimes you can get it off of balance. I'm talking to somebody out there in radio land. Somebody that thinks they got a good message. You ain't got no good message. Your message is nothing but like just like a dude cast into the air. But God's word has understanding. When you tell somebody, do you want to meet Jesus here? You prayed them into the knowledge and ask for all the forgiveness of their sins, any sins that they have done. You know, a lot of people that they don't want to forgive. And forgiveness is a major rule in God's kingdom. The major, because on the cross he said, Father, he says they know not what they do, but forgive them. We have to forgive somebody. Somebody you don't like, somebody that mistreated you. I was saying to somebody, back in the day I had to pray, Lord, if you don't keep me. But the Lord kept me. I had to pray. Because I want to tell you, you don't look back on those old ways to go back and do them. But it's something that you know. Because God has given you the fire, has given you the anointing. It's not that either of us better than anybody. I'm not. I'm just like you. I fight for my salvation every day to keep it present before the Lord. Because no matter how much I do, I'm always being tempted.
Yeah.
This flesh is dangerous. So nobody will tell me that flesh is dangerous.
Yeah.
The flesh is dangerous. Because the flesh can trick you into thinking it's God and it's not. That's why I've come to understand and love God with all my heart. All that I have belongs to you. All that I hope to be belongs to you. And Father, because you've given it to me, I give it right back to you. Because I can't keep it, but you can't see. Keep my soul. Keep my spirit. Keep my understanding. Let me walk a shande, seek the Yehovah, male he shata, walk a bobocha, alele bobocha. Let me prepare, said the Lord. He said, I will direct you. Yes, Lord. And that's what God is saying to us. I will direct you. God will direct us. You can go to the richest place in the world and we'll let you in. I've been to the White House. Let me tell you, this is going to bless somebody. And in 1980s, I went to the White House. And back then, they had it where you had to come through the White House to go in there to the blah, 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 to see the president and all this. They had a checklist you had to come through. Well, I was with this group. Everybody on there was going through. All of a sudden, this lady that had on all this stuff, that thing went ding, ling, 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 ling. And before I knew it, there was guns all blown up all around me. I said, Lord, if you don't keep me, I'm gone from here. But I learned a lesson. Somebody help me right quick. Did you learn a lesson? Hello? Hello? Amen. Can everybody still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
We hear you.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that because I learned up there in the White House, and I said, Lord, I don't ever want to come back up here again another time. I ain't been back to Washington, D.C. Somebody want to go to Washington? I said, nope. Why you want to go? Because I don't need to go through that same experience. Come to Taos. Come to Texas. Because we got work to do. And if God say go back there, I will. But we got much work to do. Much, much work to do. We got 50 states we got to reach. We got to reach 50 states. We got to get it so that we got somebody praying 24/7. Not because of us or who we are. But because God will us to do it. Because we got to catch him. See, I always say that when a man go fishing, he said, don't go fishing with a pole. Take a net. When you take a net, you can get more fish. God wants us to go fishing. He wants to go fishing. God wants us to just sometimes it appears that we just, you know, I know it hurts sometimes. And sometimes, like, we won't ever going to get nothing done. You know, I mean, I'm here to tell you about the testimony of the radio station. Since 1980, I was talking about the radio station, EM in 2014, radio station, television. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord, see, but Lord, the Lord has an appointed time for everything.
Yes.
It's appointed unto man. It's appointed unto man. But God has an appointment that he wants in the earth realm for us. And Jesus said, if thou can believe it, all things are possible. Can you believe? Yeah, well, this man, it's going to happen. Ain't got to act like it, ain't got to look like it. It's going to happen. I tell people when I was growing up, I said, I believe God's going to do this for me. I'm going to have me my education. Everybody said, hold on, well, it's crazy. You know, honey, ain't going to get it. Got education. Why am I telling you this? Because I come to learn the priority of education was more spiritual education.
Yeah.
You tell some people about what it means to come into the temperaments. They don't understand. There are different types of, there are four levels of temperaments to go through. But there are 2,001 different temperaments the human being goes through. Each state, because I'm at that level, and I've shared with you, but I believe in perfection. I'm not going to tolerate it. If you ain't going to do it right, I don't want to waste your time, and don't you waste my time, but I'm going to pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it done right. I want to help you get it right. Now, I don't mind getting down helping you get it right. But see, when I was, yes, Lord, I'm going to tell you. But when I was doing what I was doing, when I was making some money, as such as I thought, cutting yards. When I cut a yard, it was cut. And if I saw one blade of grass cut wrong, I'd start that whole side till I get that one piece down. Somebody said, why? Because I was looking for perfection. God taught me through this. I need perfection. I need perfection. I need perfection. When I learned how to clean a car real good and put some wax on it, make it shine good, somebody said, how you do that? So, I don't know. Yeah, I knew, but I wasn't going to tell them because who's going to spend the time out there putting wax and new kind of wax on the car? Who's going to do that?
Huh.
They're going up to the store and they're going to charge $25 to do the washing and all that. But I said that to say that to you. Sometimes water and just a little shampoo will clean up a car. It'll clean it up. And I want to say this because I don't want to spend much time, but I want to encourage somebody tonight to let them know the God we serve, he's capable. He is capable. And everything we look into America right now, everything is happening, but it's come to us believers. We got to stop letting the enemy come in and take over. He's a liar. The enemy's a liar. Oh. We ain't got to give him no glory. Say, no, Satan, move on about your business. Let those young people go. I've had some people that sit up and watch to pray. Folks say, well, I don't know what to do all that, man. That's the church. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church.
Oh.
Who else is going to do it? Jesus said, who else? He said, would y'all leave me also? She had to test her. They had to test their patience. Will you leave me also? They said, well, Lord, where are we going to go? No, nobody was talking like you talking and what you're doing. Well, if we're going to follow the Lord, stay with the Lord. Amen. The only person in the world still love God. Because everything looks good, ain't good. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you. I want to pass the word on to somebody.
Amen.
Dr. DeLong.
Amen. Praise God for that message, because it's so true, and so many people need to hear that and to know that, and we're witnesses to what God has done in our lives, and that's why we can tell others, and that is such a powerful message. I thank God for you. I thank God for you giving that message out tonight, because it's so needed, so needed. We just pray that if anybody is on the line who needs prayer, who have something they want to ask or need to say, we pray and ask that you would do it at this time. If it's a question you have or you want prayer, we're here.
Amen.
Amen.
While you're waiting for prayer, I must tell you also, because I ask everybody on the prayer line one night this week about my nephew, I want to report today that because what they discovered in him in Bryan, Texas, God gave him a liver. They went in there and checked his liver. His liver was 90% gone. But God got it so now he'll have a new liver. 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 Hallelujah. A new liver. And somebody said, how you doing? I said, God is doing it. He promised me. He promised me. My sister rejoiced and having fun. I said, brother, I said, no, it ain't over with yet because the fight ain't finished. But God is manifesting. See, there comes a manifestation. The healing come, but the manifestation. The manifestation. They want to walk with the blood for 12 years or longer. But she said, but if I can touch the hem of his garment, if I can touch it to lift the top, I know I'll be made whole. How many men walking around holy like that? We don't have the Peters and Pauls. We don't have the Johns. We don't have them. Where are we? Where are we?
Amen.
We're on the corners smoking a little weed. Snort a little weed, driving over, boom, boom. No, no, no. I don't want the car to stop, but I want him to come off the radar, come off the, so I can tell you what thus said the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, because that's coming a revival this year. I've already seen it. I've seen it. And they said, well, honey, you crazy again. I know it. I've been crazy for the last 40 years. I've been crazy. When you go down to Louisiana to pray with a man on death row and having to accept Jesus Christ in 24 hours to execute him, it got to be God, ain't me, because nobody, he wouldn't talk to nobody else. I'm not bragging, I'm telling you what God can do if you can trust God.
That's right.
He can do it.
God is.
God don't have no reason to hold anything back from us. He wants to give us everything.
That's right.
Somebody said, can I have all the cars? You can have all the cars, all the houses, but it's one thing you got to put it in priority. God come number one. Why so many ones? One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Because you don't want to let nothing get in the way of what God wants to do through you. And I'm telling you tonight, with what the anointing upon me, because I prayed tonight with a woman, from Kentucky. Call a woman, because another lady said, call this woman and pray for her. And when I saw what God was doing, I began to pray for her. And when I saw what was happening, she's still in prayer. Because God purging her. Somebody said, "What? Well, I'm telling you what God is doing. See, the men nowadays, men went south. Y'all just come on, brothers. We got to go south and get them up. Got to help them to get up. Hallelujah. I ain't going out by myself, but I want another man that's got some. I want a man that's a man. I don't need a half man. I need a man who's a whole man. Somebody say amen out there.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to let you know tonight I'm so in touch by what y'all are doing at the well. Every now and then, I just have to get me a drink of that spiritual water.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We just want to thank all the listeners out there, and we want to thank Dr. Hunt and Evangelist Kevin for these messages, because it's so important that people know the truth and know what God can do. We've experienced it. We know some things. We've experienced it. We witnessed it. And, you know, and it's just a blessing that we're able to share that with other people. It's just truly, truly a blessing. Truly a blessing. Evangelist Allen, are you there?
I'm right here.
Amen.
Right here. Praise the Lord. Like Sister Dolores was saying, it's important that we share this word with you, because the reason why, you can read it for yourself. We encourage you to read it for yourself. That's the reason why we give you the word of God in simplicity, as the Spirit is being led. We are being led by the Spirit of God. It's not about us. It's all about the Lord. You know, mm-hmm. you gotta give him the due that's well deserve him. See, yes. God tells us that the battle is not ours, but it's his.
Amen.
And he gives us the victory, and guess what? We give him the glory.
Amen.
God deserved the glory. That's why the Son says, you deserve the glory and
yeah.
the honor. All the glory and the honor belongs to the Lord. What he
yeah.
did on Calvary's cross, if you ever watched The Passion, it should stir you up to know that if it was just one person on the earth that God did this for, he would still deserve the glory and the honor. And even when he brought us out of sin and shame, even when he brought us out of the world of the things that we used to do in the world before we knew Christ, he still deserved the glory and the honor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it had not been for the Lord today that woke us up this morning, thousands of people died at 12:01 this morning. You know, we're getting ready to close out into another day, but people are still dying. You know, you don't have to be sick to die. You know, it's imperative that you understand the attributes of life. And that's why we give God the glory. That's why we're watching down, too, for the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we see all these things that's happening, but we want to encourage you in the Bible to give your life to Christ. Nothing else matters except you giving your life to Christ. That's the reason why this radio station exists, to win a soul. That's the reason why we
Amen.
Come on this radio station with the sincerity of our heart, so that you can know time is running out. You don't know how much time that you have.
Amen.
You just don't know. Those children on that boat, they didn't know that their time was running out.
Amen.
Even though it was 300 of them, so, you know, all of them, they still didn't know. Those people
Amen.
In that Taliban high school thing, that Colorado shooting, that's since Connecticut incident with that boy coming in there and killing those children, they didn't know. You know, the parents didn't know that was going to be the last time that they see their children. Even to the point of people that's nearby you having a situation. Dr. Hunter's nephew, he didn't know. You know, he may have knew that he was abusing his body or something if he wasn't saved, but he still didn't know the detrimental of what was going on. Something was going on. Your kidney just don't shut down. It has to be. It's a function that takes place in the body. That's a warning sign. But we thank God that God is giving him a new kidney. It's only by God's grace and mercy. That's just the bottom line. It's nothing else, you know. It's just God's grace and mercy. Amen. And you know, we just want to encourage you today. You know, we want to just lift you up today and pray for you. And you know, if you're contemplating on doing anything that's detrimental to your soul, we want to say, don't do it. Don't kill
Amen.
Yourself. Don't take those pills. Don't drive your car. I know you don't want to hurt others, but don't drive your car in a head-on collision with a brick wall. Just don't do it, because, you know, it's other people that's worse off than you. Think about those people in these war-torn countries that had lost everything. My coworker had a fire last week, and he lost everything in his house. And the only reason why he said he survived it is that his mother's picture was on the wall, and it fell. He heard the crash of the wall. The picture fell on the ground, on the floor, and like somebody was breaking in, like the glass fall. And he got up, and when he opened the door, the flames hit him.
Mm.
It hit him, and so he slammed the door back, and they jumped. Him and his girlfriend, they jumped out the outer window.
Wow!
And ran to the next door neighbor's house and called. He got out of there with just his clothing on his back, and she got out of there. But life prevailed. God gave him grace and mercy, where others may not ever get out. And they were telling him this. They was telling him, "Man, you lucky." He said, "No, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed."
Amen.
See, the world believes in luck, but God is a blessing. He's a blessing. He's God. He's the one that gives the blessings.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when you think about the goodness of God in your life, you know, you want to look back and see why he brought you from. You want to reminisce and think about, Lord, I thank you for bringing me out of that. Because when you see others that's doing the same lifestyle that you used to do when you were, you know, in the world, you can tell the Lord thank you.
Amen.
Because, you know, you could be still out there. I have friends that are still out there doing worldly things, and they're that age, you know, where they should be settled in, you know, and, you know, getting their life right. But, you know, it is what it is. I pray for them all the time, constantly. But when you think about the goodness of God, I want to bring this day in the book of Joel. And it's a short verse. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 12 and 13a, it says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all of your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rent your heart and not your garment, and turn the Lord your God." So a lot of people, they love to give work and lip service and go back to doing what they usually do. They're convicted. The conviction comes up on them to do what's right. But somehow they turn back so easily to doing the old things that drives them to do what they're doing in the carnal nature.
Yeah.
But God is saying today, he's saying, you need to evaluate. Turn unto the Lord with all your heart. Not just by lip service, but turn to him with all your heart and rent your heart. Turn with fasting and weeping. Turn with crying out unto him. Turn with a silent moment. You know, it only takes some, you know, that old James used to say, it only takes to fall in love. And then they'd be saying, to fall in love, to fall in love. See, it only, when you give your life, I was talking to someone out there, when you give your life to Jesus, it only takes that moment right there, a moment when you truly give your heart to him.
Yes.
Just think about the solitude of you just reaching God with your heart, renting your heart, opening up your heart, getting all of the disguise and the fakes out of the way, getting the Academy Awards and the Grammys out of the way, and getting all the accolades of what people see outside your door, who you supposed to be and all that. Just get all of that out of the way. Get all of that acting, get all of that self stuff out of the way. See, it only takes that moment. I'm talking about that moment now. I'm talking about that moment, whatever it is that you may call it, I want to talk to you about that moment of where you just getting everything out of the way and you open your heart and say that name, Jesus.
Amen.
See, the what's going on right now, you know, when you think about the name of Jesus, when you think about how great God is, that he would send his only begotten son for a sinner person like you, and he knows everything about you, he's just waiting on you. He's waiting on you. If you just give him that moment just to get everything out of the way, the distractions of the job, the cares at home, the calamities of relationships, the situation of raising these children, when you get all of that out of the way for just one moment and you just open your heart, rent your heart, get down into a solitary place and you just cry out to the Lord. It only takes a moment.
Amen.
That's all he needs is for you to open up that door just a little, the door of your heart, just a little, and the King of God shall come in.
Amen.
That's how great God is. He just want a moment of your time for you to know that he is real.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll wash away your sins. When you give him that moment, when you say, Lord, you know exactly what I done. You know me. I done had these abortions, and Lord, you know.
Yeah.
I done had these abortions by a married man, and Lord, or whatever. I've been gang raped. Lord, I've been abused. Lord, the people at my job don't like me. Lord, my family won't call me back when I call them because I done asked for money so much and promised them that I would pay it back. And you know, situations that you find yourself in that tries to hold you back from giving that moment, just expose it all to him. Just give it all to him. Just lay it all out. Just, you know how they lay out the cards on the table? Just lay all of your problems on the table and say, Lord, you know I want a relationship. You know, but Lord, I want you first in my life. You know I love my children, but Lord, I love you more. God wants that moment with you. Because he knows that when you sincerely give him that moment, he's looking at your heart and you open up your heart to him. He knows when you give him that moment, commune with him, and he comes in, he knows that you're going to desire more because the psalmist says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Once you truly taste and see the peace that God brings upon your soul, and you know from that moment on, you know, it ain't no doubt in my mind, that your life, once you feel the presence of God in that moment, that you're allocating God by renting your heart and not your garments, you know that he desired to have more of that with you. He wants you to have that with him. And that's just how great God is. He wants that moment with you. So you can just lay it all out. You didn't fake the others. But you don't have to fake anymore. You can be real.
That's right.
See, God wants you so much to have this moment with him. After all, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You can put your name in there for Kevin. For Hunter.
Yeah.
Liam. For Dolores. For Austin. You can for Coretta. You can put your name in there. You can put your name in there for Marie. You can put your name in there for Don, for Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your name in there. See, because God says, for God so loved the world, and you are in this world right here. And he gave his only begotten son. See, he wants to have that moment with you. You don't have to have a dime in your pocket because guess what? He says, come, buy, eat, drink, without money, without price. He said, all I want is you to have this moment of intimacy with me. Just sit down and just reason together. That means that I know what you're coming for, but you need to know what I've done for you.
Amen.
I've done this for you so that you know that there's an enemy that don't want you to have this intimacy with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done this for you, so I made a way for you to have this intimacy with me. I took this big sheet. I took this big sheet down that they can only come and see me once a year, and then they had to kill an animal for that. So I took this big sheet down, and I say, "Well, I'm going to send them my very best for them." And so I'm giving you my very best so that you can have this intimacy with me. See, that's what it's all about. When you have your intimacy moments with your significant other, that's not even compared to what you're going to have with God.
Amen.
That intimacy that you have with the Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ, with the three heads, is nothing like it. You'll taste and see that the Lord is good, and you want more of it.
Hallelujah.
Because you know this here. When you're finally realize what the Bible says, it says, if God be for you,
he's
more than the whole world against you.
That's
so why should you fret? See, when you have this intimate moment with him, you can have this intimate moment with him. You can pray a prayer and let him have this intimate moment with him, with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a prayer like this here. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead.
Oh,
you
man.
Redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you. And I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. I forgive all others as I want you to forgive me. Forgive me now and cleanse me with your blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleans me now from all sins.
Amen.
And I come to you now as my deliverer. You know my special need, the things that bind, that torment, that defile, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit.
Amen.
I claim the promise of your word. Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call on you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave me right now in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Delores.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank you for that prayer because we so need it. We just thank God. Jesus Christ died a sacrificial death for us. Taking the punishment for the sins of the world upon him. That was just enough right there. I mean, if we just want to praise him for something, we want to give him praise just to know that he died a sacrificial death and taking the punishment for the sins of the world upon him. Of all the world upon him, we should be giving him praise.
That's right.
We should praise him in the morning when we get up, just giving him the glory, all the glory. But what he has done for us is we can't compare it to anything. What he has done for us, Jesus Christ, Jesus is the only way we can enter into heaven. He is the giver of eternal life, and we can be thankful for that.
Amen.
To be thankful, we can truly just give him praise, knowing that we can have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what all he's done for us. He gave his life for us. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that. It's just, you know, to become a Christian, we must realize first that we need him. We need him. We need him more than we need anything. We need him. His death on the cross. I mean, we should just get up praising him in the morning, giving him all the glory all throughout the day. I know I pray all throughout the day while I'm working and you know, just giving him glory, you know.
Yes,
and being thankful for what he has done. I mean, he's done so much for us. If he don't do anything else, he's already done enough, more than enough. And so, you know, it's just knowing that we can call upon him in any time of the day, any hour. We can pray to him. He can solve any problem. You know, we should give him praise. And I'm sure all of us have gone through something. If not, like my grandmother said, keep living. Because we all have gone through something or we'll go through something. But Jesus, we can call upon his name. We can call upon the name of Jesus for anything that you need. We can call upon him. And we thank God tonight. For Dr. Hunter's nephew, we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for what he has done and what he's about to do in his life. We thank God for that because only God can do something like that. We just give God the glory, and we thank everybody for all their prayers going out for this young man. It's just truly a blessing. When believers come together, something good has to happen when we come together in prayer. Amen. So we just thank God and give God the glory for that. And we thank God for what, like I said, we thank God for what he has done. He died on the cross so we can have eternal life. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. That's just enough to praise him for. Amen. We just thank God and just give God the glory. At least I know I do. I thank God every day for what he's doing and what he's about to do in our life, because it's truly, truly a blessing. Truly a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You got a word for, another word for us, Brother Allen?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Praise God.
Let's go over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. A word of encouragement to us to know what the Bible is saying.
Amen.
See, there's some directions that God gives us, and we could have this direction found in Jesus Christ through the Word.
Amen.
Amen. They call Proverbs the book of wisdom.
Yes.
And it is so.
Amen.
It is so.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. The word of God that's saying, coming today out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Yes.
All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path."
Yes.
Now I'm going to go with the seventh verse also. And it says, "Be not wise in thy own eyes.
Yes.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Isn't that
Amen.
Awesome? See, this is what the Bible says. This is an appointed time for us to understand what this is saying. See, we understand that it's not about us. It's never really about us, because we can't get ourselves up. We can't add one statue. We don't know what's around the corner. But God knows everything about us. He knows the time that he appointed to us to live, to die, to get married, to get a transfer on a new job. He knows all about that. He does all
mm-hmm.
these things for us.
Yeah.
That's the reason why it's important to realize who you're going to trust in. What
mm-hmm.
God are you going to trust in?
Mm-hmm.
In Kings, it talks about Elijah coming to the people, and he was telling them, says, "How long are you going to be torn between two opinions?"
Yeah.
How long are you going to be torn between who you trust in and what you're doing on your own self? "Oh, I'm trusting myself."
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're still torn between two opinions.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that you can trust yourself, you're trusting in yourself, for what?
Oh.
You're living in the book of Ecclesiastes in vanity by trusting in yourself. All of your trust is vanity.
Amen.
But the word is telling us today, it says, trust in the Lord.
Okay.
Why? Because when you trust in the Lord, you know that he's looking out for your good. That means that you know that when you wake up in the morning time, say, "Lord, I trust you." You know
Amen.
That you have set the foundation of your going out in the Lord.
Amen.
You say, "Lord, I trust you." It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding." See, when you
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, you know, in the old days, you used to tell those significant young girls, "I love you with all my heart." Well, you were lying. Just to
Amen.
Get what you want, you were lying. Because you can't love someone with all your heart. That's only preserved for Jesus. You
Amen.
Can say that. But that's only reserved for Jesus. That's why I said right here, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Amen?
Amen.
All goes together. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. See, when you don't trust in the Lord with all your heart, part of that, you're leaning upon your own understanding, and you'll find yourself a man of a wavering spirit.
Amen.
You have a double-minded spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can even have a reprobated mind, because all of your wrongs, you'll try to make them right.
Come on.
Especially in yourself. After all, you're trusting in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So a man that trusts in himself is not wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not wise enough to understand that you trusting in yourself, saying that all the things that I'm doing, you put I in there.
Mm-hmm.
All of those I things, you're in a vanity state, and it's useless. It won't get you. It won't get you even to the gate. It won't even get you to you'll get before the judgment seat, and that's it. But you'll be turned away after all of that because you're all of your accolades. Lord, I did this. I did that. I did this. You're giving yourself your accolades of your own self, and it doesn't mean nothing.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. See, think about the word of understanding brings you into a knowledge of the worldly system, some kind of format of a system of you understanding.
Yes.
Accountant understands mathematics. A social worker understands the social welfare of countries, understand the emotional issues of the mindset of trauma and all of this here. See, those are things of understanding. So those things of understanding, see, wisdom tells you this. When you understand that God created all this here, that's the beginning of wisdom. Because you're understanding that the Lord, the true and living God, formed us from the dust of the ground. Not from dirt, but from dust. In understanding that, you became wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Because outside of your understanding of you not trusting in the Lord, you're going the wrong way.
Amen.
You have potholes, you have pits, you have people that's putting you on a puppet string and they're dangling you because you're leaning up on your own understanding. And so you're allowing yourself to go through these situations because why? You're not trusting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Making it plain for you as the Spirit gave me utterance. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. See, when you trust in the Lord with all thy heart, you understand that this relationship that me and the Lord have is very, very special. Because he sees everything about me. He knows my heart. And so I'm going to trust him that he's willing and able to see me through the situations where I don't see the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's things that's going on right now, wherever you're looking at. There's something that's going on in this world. It's called the unseen world. That's
mm-hmm.
calamity that's been, you've been set up for a failure. And there's things that you don't see, but the Lord sees.
Yeah.
So when you trust in the Lord with all that heart, that's why the Bible says, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. See, these principalities are something that's always going on, and it guess what? It's always meaning for your bad. Always.
Right. Right.
And so since it's always meaning for your bad, you can't see it unless it's until it's manifest. Why do you think your bosses won't give you a raise? And you deserve a raise. Matter of fact, they'll bring somebody in.
Come on.
For your job.
Mm-hmm.
You training them for your job.
Jesus.
And they bring them in over you. that's the reason why you have to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. See, it's important that you understand. You don't have to lean up on your own understanding because when God can turn your little money into a great wealth. Because God is that much. And so he may be making more money, but guess what? He got a hole in his pocket.
Amen.
And the Bible says, I blew on it.
God, Jesus.
Yeah, I got a hole in my pocket. I'm making more money, but I can't see no wealth. And guess what? He come over there borrowing money from you, and he's making more money than you.
Come on. My
That's the reason why. All of these are calamities that deals with the issues of life. See, that's why you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. See, you can't, on your own understanding, you can't see the unseen, but God sees it all.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great God. I'm still on verse number 5. Has the Lord given me utterance? It's imperative that you trust in something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't trust in the Lord,
come on,
then you're torn between two opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're torn between two opinions, you're going the wrong way. You got so many pitfalls in your life. You got so many strongholds in your life. And you're depending on your job for financial growth. Mm-hmm. But what about the Lord?
Trust in the Lord.
Bless the Lord Jesus. The sixth verse says, in all your ways acknowledge him. See, this is why you trust in the Lord. Because in all your ways, see, we have a lot of ways.
Right.
We have emotional issues. We have sight issues. We have smell issues. We have all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we have so many. We have so many issues. We have so many sight issues. We have something that's called the eye gate open, the ear gate open, the nose gate open, the mouth gate open. We have all these issues. But when we trust in the Lord with all our heart, these issues are not a factor because we start acknowledging God in all of our ways. That means that we come clean to the Lord.
Amen.
We just come clean. Lord, you know I failed today. I was looking at that woman. And I seen how pretty she were, and then I had to turn back and look at it again. Forgive me, God, for turning back looking at it again. Look at what I just said.
Wow.
I saw that woman, and then I turned back and I looked at it again. I didn't acknowledge her as a woman then. I said I looked at it again.
Yeah.
See, those are the things that you have to be careful. I gave you that example so that you can understand. You have to be, it's nothing wrong with you looking at somebody's beautiful or somebody's handsome, but when you turn back and you start reminiscing, you're falling into a sinful way.
Losing intention.
In all of my ways, if I acknowledge him, he shall direct my path. So the Lord allowed somebody to be put in my path, but I started being lured away from the direction that he was sending me because I kept my eyes off of focus on where I was going. Because I acknowledged him correctly.
Yeah.
Somebody was in my path, but I should have kept going. Because he's already made my way. He didn't already made my way.
Right.
So since he's already made my way by me acknowledging him, I have to continue to keep my focus and where I ask the Lord to take me. There you go. So wherever you ask the Lord to take you, be mindful that you already asked the Lord to take you there and you trust him with all your heart, so he's going to get you there. The other attributes are static. The other attributes is a deception. Be mindful of that. Seventh verse says, be not wise in thy own eyes. See, it's the difference between being wise in your own heart and being wise in your own eyes. Because your eyes is a gateway to your soul, right?
Right.
So if you're being wise in your own eyes to your soul, you allow your eyes to affect your soul by you watching something that's detrimental to your environment of your soul life. Because it's like this here. You got your eyes on across the street, but somebody distract you, and you're just not going across the street, and everybody else is stopped, and you're looking over there and keep walking, and a car run over you.
Look at that. Nothing.
Because you didn't got your eyes off of something instead of watching. You got your eyes walking on the side, looking on the side, and you still walking on out there. Boom. Got hit by a car. That's like that. Yeah. That's like fixing and driving. It's just like fixing and driving. You're texting and you're driving, and you're looking down on the screen. You got 5 seconds, and you know the car is about 10 yards, 15 yards ahead of you, and they stop suddenly. You can't get to the brake quick enough. Boom. And then this is what you say: I didn't see you. Yeah, you didn't see me because you were texting. See, you're being wise in your own eyes. It says, right. Be that wise in your own eyes.
Oh.
You're saying that I can look and drive at the same time. I can look and text at the same time.
Mm-mm.
You're not that fast.
Come on.
But it
Come
says,
on.
Be not wise in thy own eyes. Whatever your eye, whatever that you're seeing, you're thinking that you got the wisdom enough to know to detour from that. But if you entertain it too long, you'll start thinking about it. And since
right.
you start thinking about it, you'll start imagining
right.
things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to fear the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm not going to entertain. I'm not going to entertain things longer than I have to, and keep my eyes on the Lord by fearing
Amen.
Him. Because if I die now, I'll be ready.
Hallelujah.
So that's why I fear the Lord. And the reason I fear the Lord is when I do fear Him, by not being wise in my own eyes, but getting on out of the way. When I do fear
yes.
Him, the latter part says, "And depart from what evil." Because when you see something that lures you in that old nature again of remembrance of how you used to be, you want to depart from that as fast as can, as you possibly can. You don't want to entertain it.
Amen.
You want to get away from it. When those old songs like the Gap Band and Confunction and the OJs, Lakeside, all those old songs start coming up, and you start reminiscing about how you used to spread on that floor.
Oh.
Then you want to depart from that real quick, like.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. That significant perfume smell.
Hallelujah.
You want to depart from that as quick as possible. Because
Amen.
It starts opening up remembrance.
Amen.
And so when you start remembering, you start entertaining that remembrance. And so when you
yes.
start entertaining that remembrance, you start getting your mind off of Christ. And Christ
mm.
says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So when you
right.
start remembering that old nature of the mindset from the ear to the smell gate, you start remembering how they used to smell and all this here. And the things that y'all used to do, whatever that, you start entertaining that old nature. And that old fleshy nature, if it gets a crack, it's gonna try to succeed. That's why you wanna depart from that. You wanna set that thing down, you wanna take that imagination, that smell, whatever it is, you wanna take it down and you wanna shove it down and tell it to get back, Satan. And you wanna depart from
it. Cast it down.
That's the reason why you want to trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Yeah.
You want to give God all of your heart because he
mm.
sees the unseen. He knows
yeah.
He knows the past of your relationship in the old life, and he knows the relationship that you have with him now in the new life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you trust in him with all your heart, and you depart from evil. You depart from every situation that gives your body a remembrance of the old carnal nature.
Pass it down.
That's why Paul was saying, he says, forgetting those things that are behind. You got to move on forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to count all those things in the old nature as gone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You got to count on all that and get it out of the way. Be not
Amen.
Wise in your own eyes. See, when you're wise in your own eyes, you'll start entertaining that old nature.
Right.
Of the old way, Parliament, Boosie Collins. You start entertaining all that old stuff. And when you start entertaining it, you're opening up a door for remembrance of the old nature. And that's what the carnal mind want to do. The flesh wants to open it up because it had fun back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It had fun and it wants to hold up. And so you start being wise in your own eyes instead of fearing
yeah.
the Lord and telling it to get on out of the way, Satan.
Amen.
And you have to depart from this evil.
Mm-hmm.
You want to assure all parts of evil. Even when you go over to your friend's house and you know they're not saved and they invite you over there. You know, so it's okay to go over there and say, we just came by because, you know, you asked us to come by. But you don't
yeah.
want to stay.
Right.
You don't want to stay in when they start bringing all the stuff out. You just, it's nothing wrong with you going over there because they're your
mm-hmm.
friends. But you don't want to stay and bring that old nature up.
Right.
Because you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. One gonna draw. The Bible says one gonna draw the other.
Amen.
So if you stay that, if you stay that long enough, they're gonna say, "Here, man, have a beer." Or you may go into the, you may go into the kitchen and say, "Man, you want a cup of this wine? Man, I paid $75 a bottle for this wine. Go and try a sip of it. Ain't nobody gonna know." One gonna try to draw the other.
That's right.
And in your wisdom, you're thinking that it's, oh, it's all right.
Mm-mm.
But it's not all right because you're trying to win a soul.
That's right.
Bless God. I thank God for the word today, and I hope that you got something out of it because it is important that you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. But in all of your ways, if you just acknowledge him, before you go to bed, you acknowledge him by praying. When you wake up in the morning, you acknowledge him. Just take it through your day, acknowledging him, going to the filling station.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell that filling station pump. Mm. You know, it says your gas price may be $3.29. You can say, pump, give me 5 more cents in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, you know, it says speak those things that be not as though they were.
That's right.
All you gotta do is believe. So you know that's what you. That's all. It's all about. It's all about the knowledge of Christ, the authority that you have, and it's called the believer's authority.
The believer's
authority. That's what it's called. You have this authority to speak those things that be not as though they were. Sister DeLores, I'm done. God bless y'all.
God bless you, too. Thank God for that message.
Amen.
That is so right. So true. So true. That is so true. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And we know we've been there. Lean to our understanding. We need to know Christ. But now that we know Christ, we want to tell others so they won't lean unto their own understanding. You know, we see it happening so often. We see so many things going on in the world, you know, and people are leaning to their own understanding because they don't know Christ. But I was listening to the TV the other day, and I heard a message that I really enjoyed it. And it was a little young boy. I think he was about 7, 8 years old, somewhere along in there. He got kidnapped. And he got kidnapped. I don't know if y'all heard the story or not. He got kidnapped, did y'all hear that? And he started to sing in a church song and wouldn't stop. The man told him to not talk, and he started singing. And he started singing a church song and wouldn't stop, and the man let him go. You know, the power of the word of God, you know, and thank God he was taught that, you know. And that's what it's all about, letting others know and teaching others, and especially the children. And so, you know, it just really got to me, you know, because he was taught that. He was in church, and he was taught the song, and he began to sing the church song, and the man let him go. So, you know, it's about the word of God. That's what it's about. It's all about the word of God, leaning not to our own understanding, but leaning to the Lord so he can direct our path. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody who has a word or want prayer or have something they would like to say, we would.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I have something to say. My name, hello, I'm sorry, I did not introduce myself. Hello, my name is Rakesh. You know, I am from Palm Bay, California. You know, I've been living here for 7 years, you know. West side, you know, that is enough. Okay. Now, today on the news station, you know, I heard in Oregon, they have this, you know, factory or, you know, this generator, you know, and they're using aborted babies for refueling, you know. Can you believe this? You know? And I would like to know if, you know, abortion babies, are they more efficient than, you know, regular gas, you know? And is it worth it? Is it worth it to know? Hello?
No.
Hello, I cannot hear you. What?
Okay, you want me to answer that, Sister Dolores?
Yes, please do.
Yes.
I didn't understand.
Okay, we have to go on what the Bible says. If you follow the Ten Commandments, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. See, when life is conception in the womb, life begins. A whole new different life. The baby is just carrying by the mother and living according to the gift, the life that she is giving through this child. But God is the giver of life. See, the thing about it is, you know, these situations of that's going on up there in Oregon, the world,
these babies are dead, you know. They have no living soul, you know. They did not even have chance, you know. And you know what they say? They say, let's take these babies, let's use them as fuel, you know. And they said it's more efficient for your gas, you know. Do you believe this? Would you take babies for your gas? Would you do this? Would you go to the gas station and ask them, I would like 2 gallons of babies in my car? Would you do this? Because I would.
No.
I wouldn't do it. See, the thing about it, see, what I understand what you're saying, but what you have to understand, if you are a true believer, if you know anything about the Bible, if you believe the gospel, I'm talking about the conception of life. Now the world is going to do what they do, because they don't know what the Word of God says. They're going contrary to what the Bible says already. So since they're already going contrary to the ways the Bible is saying, you already know that we're living in this perilous times. So if you are a believer, the Bible says thou shalt not kill. Now these scientists they went down into the conception of life. That's what I want to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I want to talk to you about the conception of life. See, when a baby, when life is conceived through the womb, it comes down to where the sperm goes into the egg.
Sperm, egg, yes, I know,
yes. Yeah, so since we know this here as a fact, that whatever the world's going to do, they're doing it for themselves. They're doing it for whatever kind of situation that they're doing, but it's all according to the devil. Because
right.
they're not going with what the Bible says. See, life is precious with Jesus.
Allah.
See, it's precious with him because it's so precious that God says when God created man, God breathed into man and man became a what? It says living. It says living soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See,
right. Okay. But, you know, they're not living souls, you know. They're gas. They're on the ground. But you know, they're already going to be gas in a million years. So, you know, why not do it now and use it as already gas, you know?
Let me answer you. My brother, we don't believe in cancer. We do not believe in incarceration. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe that we are a church that is born by the birth and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're not here to try to prove ourselves or our points. We're saying what the Word says. And God does not love a murderer. There are murderers in every nation, in every town that we have on earth today we live. There are men who are nothing but murderers. There are men who are nothing but liars. There are men who are nothing but stealers.
Gas in my gas tank, you know, it's cheaper, more efficient. I get 45 miles per gallon extra, you know. And, you know, I go to Oregon yesterday. I did not believe it myself. I go to the car. Yes. Who's this? Do you guys hear static? Is that me?
He's out of range. He's out of range.
Yeah, he's out of range.
He's out of range.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We can't hear, but if they, I mean, it's according to your belief. We don't believe that. We don't, you know, that's something that we wouldn't do. It's according to his belief, and so, we're not here to argue with him or entertain that. But if he don't believe, you know, we just said what we believe. Our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, do not murder. That's what we believe in. So, and that's, you know, he asked the question, so we just give him that answer. Amen.
McClendon, this is what we find coming into America. We have a lot of the people from across the sea bringing a bunch of garbage. We have to know how to fight the enemy with the word of God. Thank God for y'all. Thank God
Amen.
For y'all.
Amen.
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 See, if you don't stand for something, you're going to stand for anything else. See, that's what it's all about. You know, they're bringing their beliefs in here, just like it started from the beginning with the children of Israel. They started mingling with these other pagan gods, and God told them to destroy them, don't have any associated with them. And guess what? It pulled them over. It pulled them away from their belief of the true and living God that brought them out of the hand of Egypt. Parted the Red Sea. No other God in the history of mankind has ever parted the Red Sea where people walked across on dry land. And you're gonna depart and go to somebody else, God? Now, why in the world I want to go drive up to Oregon and get me some gasoline that's made by children and get 45 gallons with that gasoline when I can trust in the Lord with all my heart and the gas that I use unleaded in my truck? God can extend it to 50 miles because
Amen.
He's just that great. Why in the world I'm going to start depending on a worldly situation, a worldly of man situation that made these laws and everything and God allow them instead of depending on the God that allow us to breathe every day? See, those are the things that you have to understand, my brother. You have to understand it ain't about gas. It's about your ability to choose who you're going to serve. Now, if you want to condone that, you go right on up there to Oregon and get your extra 45 miles a gallon of gas through a human being life, whatever they're doing up there. But the God that I serve is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. So I have to drive all these miles just to get gasoline that's going to make my car get 45 gallons a mile, and then I got a guard. I can put a gas can of water in my tank. Thank you.
Well, let's pray for that brother. He needs prayer. Let's pray for him right now.
Hold
go ahead, Kevin. Let's pray for him. He needs prayer.
Hold on. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I put my hand on the Bible. And, Lord, we thank you right now for our understanding of your word to know that who you are, Father. You are the God of all creations. Lord, you can do anything. There's nothing too hard for you, Father. And we're lifting up this brother right now, Father. And, Lord, you already know his name. You know his age. You know what he's thinking about right now. But, Lord, I bang the devil right now in the name
right
of Jesus
name
that comes over
Jesus.
His mind. Father, we tell the devil, get off his mind right now. Ain't nobody got time to be fooling around with you. Now, Father, as the prodigal son came to himself, Father, I'm asking that you draw him to your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may
yes.
come to himself and realize it ain't about gas, but it's all about you. You're more than the world can ever be, Father, when he realized that you are real in his life, Father, that he don't have to succumb himself to this here foolishness, Father, of gasoline mileage. But, Father, let him come to himself, and I loose the angel that's encamped about him, because your Bible says, whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And Father, I loose the angel that's encamped about him, because your word says, you shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee lest he dash thy foot against the stone. Father, he's dashing his foot against the stone, but he don't have to anymore, because we're praying a prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Or you know him. And I thank you for him. Work it out for him, Father. In the name of Jesus, we depend on you, Father, for a whole thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's how it is right there. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And, Father, tonight is a night that we just say thank you
thank
for everything
you.
That you've done.
Okay, I'm sorry. Brother, I am so sorry. You know, I did not mean to make you mad like this. You know, I am so sorry. You know, you forgive me, brother. You forgive me.
No, we're not angry at you. We love you. We love you. We're not angry at you. We love you.
You love me.
No, we're not.
Let me get in this. No, we're not angry at you. It was your debate that you have. You had a question of that, so you
yes,
have to understand it. I got to get something in. You got to let me get it in.
I'm sorry.
You got to let me get it in. We're not we're not angry at you. No, that's
I was gonna cry, you know. You hurt my feelings sometime, you know. You call me stupid, you know. I'm not stupid.
Ain't nobody calling you stupid either. We're not saying that you're stupid.
I'm stupid, man. I mean, it's not cool, man. I just wanted to give you my opinion, you know. And now you make fun of me like this, you know.
We're not making fun of you. We're trying to educate you. We're trying to give you the word. So you asked that question, and we wanted to let you know that no, we don't believe in that. And we was trying to let you know what was true, because killing babies or killing anybody for that matter. I mean, because you wouldn't kill your children, and I wouldn't kill mine for gasoline. So that's all we're saying is no, that we wouldn't do that. Because to us, it is not right. That's something that we wouldn't do. Our Bible says not to.
We don't know
what you believe in, but we're not making fun of you. We're praying for you that your eyes will become open to what we understand.
Right. Amen. But the bit is, I want you to, okay, I understand your, you know, your view on this, but now I want you to understand my view, okay?
We have a Christian attitude. We believe in God, who is the author and the finisher of everything. We don't look to man for nothing. Man has nothing but evil. We don't care if he's a black man, a rich man, he's from India, from Stanley, from Russia, he's from
Bangladesh.
We love God. We love God.
Let me help y'all out here. I want you to call me. I want you to write down this number right here.
Your number?
Right. My number is 409.
Let me get my ink.
Get your pen. We're going to get it done. Yeah,
409.
Can I
get my paper and pencil, please? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he's getting his paper. Okay, it's 409.
Get paper from the other room, not this room, stupid.
Let him get his paper.
No, not this band. That's my favorite pen. That's not the pen I want. I want this one right there. Get me this one. Don't be so stupid, okay, Rakesh? I'm trying that number. What do you think I'm doing here right now, okay? Don't argue with me. You want to argue with me? God damn it.
You there?
Well, we find ignorance and leave it where it is.
He's just a soul. That's what we're dealing with. And he's in our past. And since he's in our past, we're going to deal with it. Because the God that we serve is what? Abel.
He's a great
soul. You got the paper?
No,
Do you have the paper?
No, I don't want you to call him because he don't mean nothing. He's playing games.
He's a soul in our path. This thing was ordained. It was already ordained by the Lord. He's a soul that put in our path, and we're going to deal with it.
Here's his number. I have it. 347.
Hold on. Let me write it down. Man, I gotta find me a pen.
Right. I know we have to deal with it.
Wait a minute.
It's number 347-278-3283. That's his number.
All right,
347-278-3283. All right,
I got it.
He's a warrior.
I got it.
All right.
Well, you know, I think God I thank God for tonight. We got a few minutes left here. I want to thank God for tonight. I want to thank God for all the listeners and true believers, true listeners, those who hearts are open to the word of God. We want to thank God and give God the glory for everyone that was listening on the radio tonight. And those who are truly seeking after a true living God, we pray that your ears and your heart is open to receive and not to reject the word of God, because it is not us, but it's the word of God. So we just pray for
Amen.
Each and every one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, man, you know, I just thank the Lord for this opportunity, you know, because, you know, there's going to be times like this here that the Lord requires us to be tested. To see if do we have the fruit of patience, do we have the fruit of the Spirit to let him manifest. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost God, to let him manifest through us. Because when we realize that what's going on, see, that's the same thing that I brought to you before. When Isaiah was talking, Elijah was talking to these people, they've been torn between these two opinions. They're thinking that it's okay for them to get this, you know, that's...
Amen. Kevin lost the line. He'll come back.
So it's important that we understand. I know that you that are listening on this radio station find things going on right now that's a move for you. But this is what we do. We try to help out everyone. You know, if you have a question that you're not sure about, you can call this number, 409-998-3801. I'm going to find it in the Bible, and I'm going to ask people around it, find it in the Bible, so that you can get clarity about the word. We want to make it simple for you in your salvational growth to Jesus. That's
Amen.
All about. It has nothing
Amen.
To do with how smart I am. It has nothing to do that. All we want you to do is be saved. We want you to have this personal relationship with Jesus. And studying the Bible is not hard. Living the holy life is not hard for you to live a holy life.
It's not.
When you want to be contrary to the Bible, that's on you.
We got 20 seconds. And I'll say this to you. I think I was going to call him and explain to him what we are and who we are. But I see God has put it in your hand. But I want to say this tonight. Thank y'all for listening in. Thank y'all for being on the program. There are a lot we got to help, because there are a lot of people out there don't understand the word of God. They have what they have. So until tomorrow, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. And remember my words, I love you.
Amen.
I love you.
Bless you.
Ain't nothing you can do about me, that brother. And I want you to know, because I get off the line, I talk with y'all some things that I know that's happening, but we overcome it. I love you. God bless you now.
I love you too.
God bless everybody. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.